This is the one I have a little bit of heartburn with.
Okay, what's your heartburn with that one?
Let me tell you why I do. Because in paragraph three,
okay,
if you'll put your readers on, look at this one.
Oh, yeah, let me put my
readers. See where it says, because I don't think anybody really has, including the lenders, have control over when the appraisal is going to be done.
They do not.
And it asks for a date for the appraisal to be done, or within so many days. I don't know if we can really put an accurate date in there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what we don't want to do, which just makes me laugh because you and I have been in the business so long, is I used to see offers and forms with TBD in there. You know, TBD.
And you still see it.
And to be determined.
Means
it'd be like, get real. Mm-hmm. Everything has to have a date. That is probably the effective date. So it says buyer may terminate the contract within blank days after the effective date if the opinion of value in the lender's appraisal is less than. So that's the hardest paragraph probably to fill in, because you are correct. Unless we negotiated that the appraisal would be done within the option period.
And that's probably going to happen.
And that's probably not going to happen because the appraisers are backed up.
Okay, well, first off,
and they're busy.
In San Angelo, and I don't know everywhere in Texas, of course you do way more in Texas, but they won't order the appraisal until after the option period.
Well, and a lot of lenders won't. So, see, I think that's a question for our listeners to think about with their agent, is to know the lender and how that lender works. So, and if the lender absolutely will not order it till after the option period, you're going to have to figure out how many days toward the end and how many sellers are going to be excited if we're trying to close in 35 days, for example, and you put 30 days in here because that appraisal could be done right at the end. How many sellers are going to be so excited to know that's announced?
Here's my heartburn. If I check this, I'm obviously working for the buyer.
Exactly.
I'm going to put the most days in there I can put.
Of course you are.
Because I'm working for the buyer.
Absolutely.
And if I'm in a hot market, the seller's going to be saying, that's why this is that one little blank right there is a problem for me.
And you know what's really sad? A lot of people don't read that blank. And so a lot of people are going to have a slap in the face. Because
that's the liability.
Yeah, because if they put like 5 days in there, 10 days, not going to happen.
Then what happens when it goes over? That this is kind of null and void, isn't it?
Well,
we're not attorneys, so
we're not attorneys, so we don't know where that'd go. But I do think it depends on which hat you have on. But at the same time, negotiation being one of the biggest things that we do in real estate for our clients, that we do behind the scenes. It's so important to have a win-win situation. It's a win-win for everybody. So we don't want to put things in here that would be crazy, but at the same time, we have to have enough time. So it's kind of a catch-catch-can. So as you're right, as a buyer's agent, I'd put as many days as I could. That would be reasonable. And as a listing agent, I'd be going, I don't think so.
Well, we first talked about this form when it came out. My first thought was, why didn't they just put, if it doesn't appraise you, you don't have to buy the house? You know, I thought, why don't we just keep it simple?
Right.
And the more we talked about this form and learned this form, I thought, you know, this really is a good form.
It's a great form.
It is in depth. It has a lot of stuff. For my other realtor friends and for my guy friends especially, I'm going to tell you something. This is a huge, huge important form because it's so important you think through this form. Because I promise you, buying a lot of real estate, especially trying to keep that wife happy, and guys don't get me in trouble, you got to think through it, because after you've looked at it and you don't get that house because you didn't go, I'll pay that extra $5,000 or that extra $10,000, and somebody else pays that extra six or seven or $11,000, and you have to live with that for a long, long time. Saying, well, you know, I didn't get my favorite house in the whole world that had the solid gold door and the diamond roof. You know,
it really didn't have
any of that, but it will from now on, and it's your fault. This form takes care of that.
It does. I think it's... a great form. Like every form that we have that comes out, we have to get used to it. And the second thing is we have to understand it. And actually for our listeners or for our realtors, can go on the Real Estate Commission, the Texas Real Estate Commission site, and they actually have the forms there, and they have a little overview of what we just have kind of talked about too, which is kind of a helpful thing. But it's up to the buyers and it's up to the sellers, not us as the realtor, to figure out what to go in, but they rely upon us because they don't know this form to help them with advice and counsel of what's best for them. Do you agree with that?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. That was great information and very, very important. And you know, Pat, one thing we were just talking about in break is, Because how we used to do it, and I'm as guilty as anybody else, we used to put in special revisions, property must appraise.
Oh, yeah.
And we were, we were basically practicing law, which is illegal as can be.
Absolutely.
And still have a lot of people doing that, which is wrong. If we have a form, and we have That's a form, you've got to use the correct form.
And
forms.
I'll tell you, sitting on a committee for the Real Estate Commission has been an eye-opener for me because I'm learning a whole lot. We always learn from one another. And sitting and listening to some of the complaints and some of the lawsuits just make me just crazy. So I think as an instructor, that's why I'm always like risk reduction, and want our consumers, because the Real Estate Commission is protecting the consumers. And I think that is a great thing, which keeps us in line. And I love that a lot. So we wanted to talk a little bit about one of the other new forms that really affects our sellers, and that is the seller disclosure. Notice.
Huge.
Absolutely. I think, and I was talking to a couple of your agents this morning in the office. I always love coming to San Angelo, and because I'm a West Texas girl, being with everybody, it's just like home to me. This is my second home, and it's just so exciting. And we were just talking about such a liability for the seller disclosure, which is mandated by law for all sellers, with the exception of 11 exceptions to that. So we were talking about, you know, what would be an exception that I, as a seller, because my worry is for sell by owners who are out there trying to sell themselves that may not know that they're not exempt under the law.
If they sell it to their nephew.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so there are some exceptions to that. And so we have those at the office, and we can email them to anybody with that. But the seller disclosure has caused a lot of problems. And so I'll give you an example from the senior community. And I'm always picking on that because I am one. And that would be, sometimes we just forget. So like if you ask my husband if we'd had a water leak 2 years ago and he's filling out the seller disclosure, he wouldn't put it on there and he wouldn't be lying. He just wouldn't remember. And so I think that sometimes we have to help people by jogging their memory, get a clue report or a loss, L-O-S-S report, from their insurance company, which goes back 5 years, and that helps them fill out the seller disclosure. So because of people forgetting or leaving things off of the seller disclosure, the Real Estate Commission came up with a new form, which I love, and it's an update. It's called an update to the seller disclosure. And that form pretty much says, you know, right now, as of this minute, although I filled out a disclosure, which I had to do 2 months ago, nothing has changed. And they can then sign it and date it. It goes in the file, buyer sign it, seller sign it. And that way you have a disclosure from the seller that's up to the minute, that protects the buyers and it protects the sellers. And if the seller missed anything, actually the buyers could sue them after closing and have. So that's why we want to be real careful when not to sit down and counsel, just to say, this is your job to the best of your ability, yes, no, unknown, and not to be hovering over them and telling them what to put in those blanks, because that's a liability for an agent to do that, right?
100%. In fact, I had one story. It was a sweet, sweet elderly lady who literally had cataracts really, really bad, right, and she couldn't see. And I wanted so bad to just help her and do it for her. Yeah, I said, we got to wait till your daughter gets back.
That's right.
And she let her daughter do it for her.
And that's perfect. I mean, but because we want somebody that's an adult to sit with them, or family that can, but not us, because we don't want to be involved. And it's from the seller to the buyer saying, here's what I know, period. Yes, no, or unknown.
What I was explained to me is this originally came out from California.
Yeah, and they said they started out there years ago.
They had people literally that their house had cracks right through the whole house, and they would just carpet over their house. Say, oh, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And the realtor didn't know.
That's right.
So, and that's why the realtor can't fill it out, because the realtor doesn't know something that only the homeowner could know. So the homeowner has to say, this is what I know about the house.